I think we had just stopped. I'd asked you about Jeanette. If there was anything else from childhood, and then we were going to talk about when you moved out of the country into the city to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else from your childhood that you wanted to... Were you still out in the country when you started in the city?
Yeah, I'm 13 years old.
And it was no big deal. Your stepmother had already prepared you.
Yeah, no, I wasn't nothing scary.
Do you remember if they had, did she have pads, or did, were they still using rags?
Rags, she used to make pads herself. And you had to wash them and keep them clean. Because she would use them again. She hadn't taught me how to bleach them and that kind of stuff. So you put them up and use them for the next month.
Did she make your clothes?
A lot of them. She sewed very well. And she taught me to sew very well. I don't sew anymore because of my eyes. But when I had four daughters of my own, I was doing things.
Did you ever feel that you were dressed differently than other kids in the school?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, let's talk about your move into the, from the country. You finished the country school.
Yeah.
At what age
and
grade?
I finished the 8th grade. I don't remember the age. But then I stayed home for a year because there was no high school in the country, not where I live, to go to. And then I decided that I wanted to go and deal with my aunt. And then I went back to high school, went back to school, after I moved to the city.
So you moved in with her?
Yeah, I went to live with her, and she took me out on, she worked in the, what you call domestic work. She worked in white folks' houses. And she had, she took me with her on her job, and she taught me things. So said, and you might have to do this one day, so it's nice for you to learn, you know.
So she did day work.
She did day work. Mm-hmm. We got so much a day in your car fare.
And where was it? In Little Rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what, this was your father's?
My mother's sister. My father didn't have any sisters.
And he had been... Were you fairly close to her or longer?
Yeah, I knew she was. She used to spend a lot of time at our house when mother was living.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she was a young woman, and she only had one child. So she worked all the time, and she had a party on the weekend. She had a good time. But she was a nice person. She wasn't one of those knockdown, drag-out kind of women. She took care of herself, and she was helpful to other people who were around her who might need some help. But she worked there every day. And of course, she had a good time on the weekends.
So when you started high school.
I didn't finish. I went to high school. And when I first went to her house, the summer, I remember, she took me to work with her. Then she showed me how you make the beds and how you do this and how you clean this and you clean the silver and things like that. I think she only cooked for me, but the lady really cooked on me. Her husband was a sawmill owner. He worked for the made boards and things. And that was his meal. He owned it, and he had people working on him. When he come over to eat, she really did his dinner herself. But all the cleaning, the ironing, the washing, and all that stuff, my aunt done. So she taught me how to do this. And then she decided to take her vacation. And when she took her vacation, which was 2 weeks, I worked in her place, so that was my first experience of doing a day work, a domestic work.
So how old
were
you, about
14? No, I was 18.
18?
Mm-hmm. And I did that. Then I decided I wanted to go to school, so I checked into high school. Then I went to school, but then this thing that happened was very interesting. Next door to this white lady where my aunt worked was another lady who was the colonel's wife, didn't have any children, had this big old shaggy dog named Beauty. So she saw me over to the other one's barn work, they worked, so she decided that she wanted to hire me to do some day work for her, which was all right with me. So I went to work for her, but she had done cleaning. She showed me what she wanted to clean and all things. So she had bought her a new dining room set. They call it dinette set. So she set the old one out on the back porch. And she had this big old white shaggy dog named Beauty, big ugly dog. So come lunchtime, now when I was at the Leatherman's house, when lunchtime come, I could fix my own lunch. You go in the refrigerator, fix whatever you wanted to eat, and you sit down at the kitchen table and eat it. She fixed my lunch herself, Miss Father did. And she thinks me and family, out of all the days of my life, I never had a family like this. She fixed me an onion and a tomato salad. Even though I come out of the country, I haven't cooked no sandwich. I don't know nothing about no sandwich like that. No sandwich and no meat. So she fixed this two white pieces of bread with some mayonnaise on it with this big old onion cut smoothly. Big onion. This big old red tomato cut nicely, smooth. Made a sandwich. Set this glass of milk, these two cookies, and this onion and tomato sandwich on the table on the back porch. Then she poured Beauty's lunch in her bowl, the dog's bowl, and she filled it up on the table. That's what Beauty ate, the bun at the table. So Beauty and I had lunch together. I ate some pops today when Beauty ate them on the table. I have never heard, when I finished her job that day, she paid me my $2 and 12 cent car fare. Car fare was about 6 cents back. And I promised the good Lord and Moses and Zachariah that some more responsible people that that was my last day to work at anybody's house. I have not been back to work in nobody's house until 1965. I went to help a lady out in Hollywood who was Norman Paul's daughter. You know the writer, the script writer used to be Norman Paul. Used to see a lot of shows written by him, like Run, Wendy, Run, and all those kind of things. Those comedy shows, he used to be those before Norman Lear became popular. This guy was named Norman Lear. He was his daughter. I worked for her husband had been an actor, but he didn't get too much work, so he went to work for one of Northwood companies. And I went to help out when she had a baby. I hadn't been back in nobody else's house since then. I was finished. I went to work at a oil plant job in Jacksonville. I went to school in the daytime, and I worked at night.
We were in high school, so I was born in the war plants.
My supervisor was right there. We had white people on the line. But I was an inspector. So
you had white people under you then,
I inspect what people sent out before they pack it and ready to ship it, I had to check it out before then. So I was in the staff, he was by myself. And I did that until the war was over.
Do you remember who was the name?
42 hours a week. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. One of the women I interviewed a couple of years ago, I did a project on women who worked in defense industry here in L.A. And she was from Texas, from Tyler, Texas.
Same with Walmart Lake and then $42 a week.
And still going to high school.
Still going to school.
And you were still in your grant?
Mm-hmm. You had a good time. But that was a lot of money.
Did you have any time to study or be involved in high school?
Oh, yeah. That was a good time to do that. And that's how I was young. And all we did, I wouldn't party. You know, I couldn't do my work. But I didn't have any power, and I did that until the war was over, and I had to take the job in the daytime. That's when I didn't go back to school again.
Uh-huh.
I got married in 1946.
So you went to high school from, like, about
44.
Up to 44?
No, I started with 44. I had to stop after I finished the school in the country. See, I was out of school for a while because there was no high school there. And then when I did go to my aunt, I went to school on my own. I wanted to go. And the chance I got, even after I had a baby, I got a chance to go, I would go back to high school and take a course here, a course there. And I haven't even done that since I've been in Los Angeles. I've been
there
for
2 years.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But see, high school in those days were equivalent to college now.
Did you, when you were going to high school and doing something in work, what were your ideas about the future? Were you still thinking about, were you still wanting to be a worker?
Well, I sung when I with my friends, and I sung for myself. When we get around, we'd all had all those get-togethers, I would say. But I guess I kind of got away from that, the idea of being a publicly singer. And just, you know, and then I got married in 46 and I started having a baby, so I just kind of got away from that. But I still love being around in the little clubs and the honky tonks, if you will. I still like it now. I still do it today.
Were there clubs in Little Rock at the time?
Oh, good God, yes. We had clubs. We had, when I was in high school, we had a club strictly for, you couldn't go there, you couldn't go in the club over, how would I say? If you were 21, you couldn't go there.
Oh.
Then they had some, if you were under 21, you couldn't go there. One man owned those clubs. Oh. He had a club for adults and one for young people. So up to, teenagers up to 21, you could go to the Savoy. If you're over 21, you would go to the next one down.
And what was that there?
Those were jukebox. And they didn't sell drinks and beer, nothing in the Savoy. You know, young had popes and candy, hot dogs, hamburgers, stuff like that. But down at the other one, where you went after you were 21, you know, they sold beer and stuff like that.
Now, who were your friends in high school? Were you kids in high school or people from work?
Both. Well, I had some. It was a lot of girls went to work and they got a chance to work in the welfare jobs, after school jobs. A lot of kids got jobs working at the hotels, working in the restaurants, you know, as dishwashers and stuff. A lot of black kids did that kind of work. The boys would be working on the golf course. You know, the caddies, you know, they could do that kind of work. So I was always around kids who were doing something. In the summer, they would catch trucks and go to the field, pick cotton, chop cotton, even though they lived in the city. They had trucks to go out. So it was always there for the helping out. I would do it sometimes if I was short of change and I had time. I would jump on one and go out and pick me, because I could pick 300 pounds kind of big. And then have a truck. Mm.
The truck would be like a flea market. The truck would come in, would be a pickup for you.
Yeah, those people would be there too, you know, and they would go out and make it, and it's like in a, when you, at cotton picking time, you make it $3.00 a hundred.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go out and make it, pick your 100 pounds of cotton, you make it $3.
Mm-hmm.
$3 a number is a lot of money.
Yeah, and more than is a semester.
Right.
Yeah,
so you can eat it. Yeah. And sometimes, special kids would go out on Saturdays. There was no school, the trucks would go out and you could pick cotton until 12 o'clock. And you'd go out there and make your $1.50 or $2 for a day, and you have change in your pocket to get your little whatever it is that you needed that maybe your parents couldn't give you.
So, when you were working in the Walmart, or you'd go to school for what, like 3 or 4 and then go on to the
shift? I used to catch the bus through. Because I didn't get out too long. In the morning. But then I'd be at school. School would start till 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be able to get dressed. I didn't have to fall ready to go.
Did your grades fall down? Or did you even
fall down? No.
No.
Yeah,
so I
imagine
you weren't involved much in high school
privileges. No, I was not. Uh-uh. I just, there were some things I felt like I needed academically-wise, and that was my purpose for going. I wasn't off into well, I had the cooking classes and stuff like that, but I missed the football games and the basketball games and stuff like that. Wasn't really too interested in that anyway, So I would rather be down where the jukebox was playing anyway. So I had my spare time.
So you worked in the plant until 46?
45, the war was over.
45.
Then I went to work in Atlanta. That's when I had to change. I stopped school because I had to work in the daytime.
Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. And then...
How much were you making in laundry?
I wasn't making as much as I worked on the world job. I think I was making about $50 a week or should be piece work.
Wow, that's quite a cut.
Yeah.
Did you tell
me
who's
in? Yeah. I lived my aunt till I got
home. So you went from 42 down to 15?
Back to 15, yeah. That wasn't bad. You could make more if you do piece work. Depends on how much you do in laundry. You had to also have to have piece work. I owe you a certain number, so they would be there and you got paid extra for.
Were you doing pressing?
Yeah, I was show line operator. I did show line work I worked in a laundry in all about 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, I worked for one man 15 years in a laundry.
What? When you went to work after the work plant closed down, were there any other jobs available for black women besides domestic?
Most of the domestic work in hotels, and I didn't want to work in a hotel. So I went to laundry. I had a problem with it. See, on domestic work, you didn't ever know what you was going to do every day. Laundry work, you know exactly what you're going to do. You're going in, going to turn the press on. You set your goals, I'm going to do, you're going to, so it's 2 hours with me, so we say, well, today we're going to do 300 to 400 shirts. We set a goal for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. So it says 12 o'clock, we're going to have 300 shirts, and all of the 300 shirts we have with these are pieces, that means a penny for each one of us. So the rest what we do from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, he's going to be out. He worked to bed.
So you actually shared, you didn't work against each other.
No, we had to work together to make anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do from 90 to 120 dress shirts an hour.
In an hour?
Yeah. You see, you don't do the whole shirt. I only done the front.
Oh, no, the next
one. And the rest of the next one. I used to do the sleeves, what they call dresses. I used to do that. And I pass it on now to the girl, and she do the collar cuff in the back. And I put it on the front, and then girl fold it.
And was it O'Han? Or was it the...
Precious.
Precious.
Mine was Lucita. Lucita Brooks and then was... These are presses. The presses are both in the shape of the man's shoulder.
Right.
The shape of the shirt fits the front. The collar machine, you lay it like that. And you lay the cuffs flat. They have the yoke. It's laid around and put the shirt on like that.
Mm-hmm. What were the conditions like in the place?
In the summertime, we were there. In the wintertime, we had the presses up, so we were going. Mm-hmm. And it's something I like to do. I can have fun on the showdown. We have these showdowns. Mm-hmm. They yell at the people across the hall, across the way over there. And we'd say, we just had a jolly good time.
Now, was that unionized?
No.
You know?
No, I saw the union came later. When I came out here to work, I was out of union.
Then
how'd
you meet your husband?
Which one?
Your first.
That's where I grew up with it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And it was all in the country town. He was from the country too.
And when did you
decide
to get married?
After I had left the country and stayed in the city a while, eventually his family moved to the city. And we stayed together all night. We had two children. I left where I was pregnant with my daughter.
So you were
on the
married up to 2 or 3 years?
No better than that. Oh, God, God. I felt like I needed a new one. And that's what I done.
What was he doing?
He worked for the fertilizer company. They called something they had to make fertilizer. He worked there for a long time. And then he went to work for Southern Cotton Mill. And I think he retired there. Mm-hmm.
What did you say you felt like you had to move on? Just in terms of...
Well, I needed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But, we weren't getting along too well. Ideas weren't the same. We both were young. And I just... We didn't hate each other. We just didn't talk to each other now. But I just felt like I needed to be doing something more, but that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was
with
him.
Well, had you gone out with other boys before
you... Before him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not really too interested. If you wasn't all into dancing and stuff like that, I wasn't all one of them girls over in the corner and smooching and hustling. I wouldn't be dancing on the floor with music and playing. I was just a music lover all my days. Matter of fact, I just quit dancing since I had... operation in my foot.
Mm.
So I like to watch other people dance now.
Did you work after you got married?
Yeah, I still worked in my heart for a while. And,
how much time did you take off?
And, when I had my baby? Mm. I got only about to work about 6 months old. And then I came out, when I loved him.
Who took care of
the kids
when you were
at work? Well, sister that kept care of took care of my baby. But then I came out here in 1947, stayed a while.
Mm.
With my sister, my mother's daughter, also, that's older than I am. Matter of fact, there was her on the phone I was just talking to. Mm. And then I went back and I stayed 12 years. And then I came back to Los Angeles. The brother that I just lost in November last year, he came out here, and my father and I were the only immediate folks still in Arkansas. My father had a stroke on his 81st birthday, which was the 17th of March of 1960, and on the 25th day of March he passed away.
There.
Uh-huh. So my brother decided that maybe I should come out here. So my children and I came out here because they were planning not to come back there again. No, to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I came out here, so that's how I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sent me a one-way ticket. Well, I expect if he hadn't given me a one-way ticket, I probably would still be.
And now what happened between the time you left your first husband and that was Tillman?
Yeah.
between the time you left him in 47 or so, and when you came here at 60.
48.
48.
Yeah, I continued to work, and then I had some more children in between time. But I wasn't married to their father.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to work. And my kids got large enough to go to school, I sent them to school. And I continued to work. When I came to California, I did the same thing. I continued to work. And I sent them to school.
Before you went to school, your aunt took care of the kids?
I had a cousin who lived with me. She was an elderly. And didn't have anywhere to stay. So she would come and stay, and kind of like a built-in child care, and she would stay with me, and especially in the wintertime. And but B-Dot wouldn't have to take kids out, to somebody else's house to do it. They could stay in the house and get all asleep and stuff and rain and stuff. But I went to work every day.
Mm.
I have always worked from the day I was 7 years old until I was 61. I retired at the age of 61.
Mm.
Well, I was past 61 when I retired, because I retired June 1987.
Mm-hmm.
But I was 62 April 88. Yeah, April 88.
Now, when you were living in Arkansas, first you left your first husband when you were pregnant with your second child.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had three more children while you were still living there.
Yeah, four. One, Jocelyn, 28. Oh, this Anthony. My oldest child is died.
What dates were they born?
My oldest child was born February 13th, 1947. My second child came May 17th, 48. And third child came in 52. The kid's mother here, that's coming here, their mother was born in 54. She had a twin sister that I lost. The little boy that went with me, his mother with me now, she's 33. Then my baby's 30. She lives up in Northern California. But she was born here. She was conceived in Arkansas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you manage your life with the kids and work?
Well, that's strange. I don't know, just something that I accepted. I would sit down and I would figure my budget out. I knew that I had to pay for rent, and I had never been homeless. I made sure that the rent was paid, because I found out people will help you, give you some food, they give you some clothing, nobody will give you no rent, no gas bill.